This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Sunday morning, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Be here for another hour today. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern, every Sunday from 6 to 10. You can give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I know we have somebody on the line. So, Nathan, who's up first this hour?
Sorry about that. Dick is in Maine.
Dick, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
I've got several camo lilies that are in pots. And each year I cut them back in the fall and bring them in the cellar and let them go dormant. And then in the spring, I, of course, take them out and water and fertilize. But the problem that I have is that they're outgrowing that pot. And I'm wondering, what is the best time to try to separate them? Before they come back to life, or wait until later in the spring to do it?
So you want to, and where do you say Calla or Canna?
Camma. Yeah. Camma.
Okay, I just want to make sure I get the right one.
Yes, they're several years old.
Okay.
And they're literally bursting through the plastic pot.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So there's a couple things to do. When you're starting to get, it's usually the best time to separate them and get new ones is in the fall.
Oh, it is.
Because you can really, when you're overwintering them, sometimes you can just dig them up and leave them as the bulb, the rhizome, the stalk there in like peat moss for the winter. So it's like the easiest time to do it because you have no soil around. You can kind of see where the breaks are on the plant itself. You know what I mean? So that's the easier time to do it.
Okay, but right. See, what I do is just leave them right in the pots.
Yep. No, so I get that.
Yeah.
So there's a couple ways you can do it. You're trying to look for clumps of the canna. So you're going to have to dig away some of that soil that's
okay.
In there. I would almost suggest taking the pot off if you can. I know sometimes when the pot like attacks the pot, when the plant attacks the pot like that, it's hard to just get off. But you're going to want to try and get, you know, chunks or groupings of the plant itself. You're going to notice that when you take some of that soil off, you're going to notice how it's broken apart a little bit underneath, mm-hmm. And you can see where the new plants are starting to form. So that's where you want to cut it. Sometimes you can break them apart, or you can use a knife, or you can use like a shovel and just, you know, split it right down.
Okay.
You want to make sure that each part has a stem and some of the root attached to it. Okay.
The stem and some of the root. Okay.
So you want to try and get bigger ones. You don't want to try and get small individuals. So cannas like to be in big, they want to be like overcrowded. They want to be crowded a bit. So they want to have like a strong, grouping of plants. So don't look at it and say, okay, there's like five spots that I can split. Maybe go to two or maybe just go to three versus more. And then you can inevitably do that every maybe 2 to 3 years. Okay, so they like to have bigger clumps. So, cut this one just in half, get two new pots. Inevitably, it'll get bigger and come to those, and then you can cut those. So then you'll have six plants, just continue that way. That's how I would really look at it.
Okay, but do it in the fall.
Well, so the easiest is to do it in the fall. Just because of the fact that a lot of people will not leave them in the soil. They'll overwinter them by cleaning all the soil off so you can see the root system. So that's when the easiest part is.
Okay. I've had good luck with just leaving them in the pots. They do well, but they're just too many right now, and they are trying to break through the pots, the plastic pots. And I don't want to go too big because then it gets very difficult to move them around take them in and so forth. So I don't have a forklift or anything. No. Okay. So I'll try that, but I'll let them go through this year, and I'll do that in the fall.
Well, so you can do it now. They just want to do it before it really starts to show some growth. The reason why I was saying the fall is just because, some people will do it the opposite way. If it works for you, I don't suggest taking them out of a pot. I want you to keep going with what you're doing. But that's the easier process. But you can do it in the spring, and you can do the same exact way. And you're looking to separate them and cut them up every 3 to 4 years. Earlier I had said 2 to 3. I meant to say 3 to 4 years. You can definitely do it in the spring before, you don't want any blooms on it. You want it just to be like early. So you could be doing that sooner rather than later to get it. Once you start to bring them up like you normally have, that's when you can do it so that it gives it a good amount of time inside to get established, get stronger before you put it outside for the season.
Okay. Appreciate it. And there's one other question. Do you have time for another question?
Yeah, no problem.
My peach tree is about 4 years old now, and is it too late to put all-purpose oil on that?
No. This is a good time to be putting it on there.
Okay. I'll do that then.
This is the time of season where, you can spray for any of those, overwintering eggs that are on the plants. So this is a good time to be doing it. If you've used the fruit tree spray in the past, just take a look at it. They used to say 6 applications. They're now saying 2 applications a year, and then to focus on the others with your all seasons oil or your neem oil or something that's more focused on what you're looking to control. So if you're looking for fungus, go more towards a fungus control. Or if you're looking for, insect control, go more towards an insect control at the same time. So
I used both last year.
That's definitely the way to be doing it. Like I said, Bonide has redone the label. They redid it last year, and people who have used it the same year after year didn't really look at it because they knew what to do. But one of the things that I found out, a listener had actually sent me an email saying, "Hey, it says only to use it twice," and then I found out. Bonide's recommendation is to use it twice and then use more specific, towards what's wrong with the plant. That way you're not just spraying it all purpose. If you don't need it for funguses, you're taking more care of the insects or vice versa. So something to add to what you've been doing.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Had a bumper crop last year until the raccoons came through. And they cleaned me out. They left me 5 peaches, so they were nice.
That was nice of them, huh?
Very considerate, yeah.
Okay. Well, all right, Dick, thank you so much.
Thank you, Patrick. Bye.
All right, have a good one. Bye-bye. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees but can't reach the top of your trees with your sprayer? Bonide has the answer. Annual tree and shrub insect control kills on trees and shrubs from the inside out. One easy application kills most insects, including leaf miners and borers. One early spring application of prevents insect infestation for up to one full year. No spraying, no ladders, and no mess. Just mix as directed using a bucket or a watering can and pour at the base of the tree or shrub. The systemic insecticide is absorbed through the roots and will travel throughout the entire plant. It will not wash off. Bonide products are family made in America. Bonide annual tree and shrub insect control can be found at these fine garden centers. Wayside Garden Center in Macedon, New York. Mahoney's Garden Center near you in Massachusetts, and Henniker Farm and Country Store in Henniker, New Hampshire. All right, so a phone number again, for those of you who didn't hear it, was 855-660-4261. And we'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so we get another 45 minutes about to answer some more questions. We'll go to a break in a minute here, but... for those of you who are looking to get some more information while we're not on the air, you can email us at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com, or you can go to our Facebook page. So that's facebook.com/paulpgardenclub. Don't forget to like us, but you can ask a question there. We try to answer some of the questions during the breaks here while we're on Sundays or over the air. So let us know if we can help you out there. So again, 855-660-4261. And we'll be right back after this break. Give you some more info.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multi-purpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right into the phone lines, try to answer as many questions as we can. So Nathan, who's up next?
David in San Francisco.
David in San Francisco. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, well, thanks. You know, I wanted to... I used to call your dad's show for years, probably 20, 30 times, and I'd like to talk about stewardship of the earth kind of issues. And thinking about this flood that we got in the Midwest right now.
Okay.
There is a lot of topsoil that's being sent down into the Gulf of Mexico. And under normal human, prehistoric conditions, the Missouri River would have a lot of trees and bushes down on the shoreline. But there are a lot of city planners that are so tidy that they've been cutting them all down. And so that topsoil that would normally be caught up in the trees and bushes is just being shot straight down the Mississippi. And it's a real shame. So I'm just wondering if you there are a lot of tributaries. People could be taking like hay bales and creating some kind of netting or something like that, maybe at the shoreline, so that as the water recedes, you're at least captured on the shoreline. You got any ideas for what people could do on a small local level?
Well, so you could definitely take a look at the erosion control via, plants. Plants are one good way. Say they're, on a slope that is going towards an area where there's water. There are types of plants out there that you can plant that help build that row, that area up to make, to keep that soil there so it doesn't erode easily. Junipers is a perfect example of a plant that will hold the line, if you will, hold the area to keep that soil in the ground and help with less erosion. So that's something
kind of a springy wood. And it's kind of hard, it's a hardwood almost, but it's springy, right? So the roots will hang on like no tomorrow, but the branches won't break because it's like spring?
Yeah, some of them are very woody. Some others are not. Like if you look at the blue rug juniper, that is a good one for, you know, slopes and for help with erosion because it is springy. The branches will, you know, move a bit and come right back, whereas that root system goes just a carpet out there and really holds on tight. You'll see them if you go on a highway or an overpass on the sides. You'll see junipers a lot of times on those slopes to hold that banking together.
Oh, sure. Yeah, right. So, yeah, you're talking about like the top of the bridge down.
Yeah,
right
down
on the median.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of times you're going to see junipers. You might even see the more upright junipers, because when I'm talking about the blue rug, it's more of like a carpet size. You might have some other junipers that might get about 2 to 4 feet where those have a great root system as well. So that's, you know, a natural way to help an embankment with erosion control. Go ahead.
I was thinking more in the emergency of right now. You know, if you say, if somebody lived on one of the tributaries that's leading down to the Missouri, or even like they're up in Iowa or someplace, and they've got 100 creeks that are overflowing, and if they put a bunch of hay bales in certain low end of a field, they'd still save maybe a half ton of topsoil for every certain acre feet of water, right?
Well, you definitely could, you know, for the long period of time where it comes to just when the water is running off on a normal basis. Sometimes with the flood, it's hard to say exactly how much it'll save, but definitely having the hay bales. I like to use the salt marsh hay, which we have in New England, because that's weed free. That you can keep in a bale, and so if it does spread, the weed seeds aren't spreading everywhere. With straw, that does happen. You know,
right. Invasive plants, you mean?
Yeah, so they're going to have different weeds in a straw from straw. Sure. You don't know what's in there. Whereas a salt marsh hay, which is, we have a lot of in New England, that would be something to use because you're not, when, if that hill,
plant isn't going to make it up in the mountains.
Yeah, exactly. So you're not going to push it around. So that's one thing to be looking at. But you could definitely do that by putting them in the areas where you know that water's going to run off a lot to try and keep some of that soil. So
yeah, I hear the music. Well, have a good one. I appreciate it. Maybe somebody can save some topsoil.
All right, David, I appreciate the thoughts, but those are some ideas I have. But we'll keep pushing that, going forward.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Principal conclusions from the special counsel's Russia report could be released as early as today, at least to lawmakers, by the Attorney General William Barr. Meanwhile, Republican House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says if it does, as expected, clear the president of collusion, some officials at the FBI should then be investigated.
If there's no collusion that was found, then it strongly vindicates President Trump, but it raises those serious questions about who's going to be held accountable at the FBI, the bad actors that had a political agenda, which goes against everything that law enforcement is supposed to be about.
He was speaking on Fox and Friends. The Pentagon's released the names of the two soldiers killed on Friday in Afghanistan. They were 29-year-old Specialist Joseph Collette of Ohio and 33-year-old Will Lindsay of Colorado. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We can help you out with your gardening questions. Until then, I'm going to go right back into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Jeff in Cape Cod.
Jeff, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. A couple of things. First off, I'll ask them both before I forget. I was given two nice bulbs of garlic, fresh from the store, and they're beautiful, and I'm wondering if I can plant those in the ground, and will they grow? We'll get that one out of the way first.
Okay. I mean, it's worth a shot, but a lot of times a lot of cloves on it, or has it, is it one?
No, they're brand new. They're tight. They're still in their skin.
Okay.
And I know that to plant them, I should take the outside ones and eat the inside ones. So.
Yeah. So the outside is those little pieces of them. That's what you would take off to plant. So you could definitely try them. Those cloves, it wouldn't hurt. The best time to really plant garlic is in the fall, but it's not going to hurt to have that done right now and try it out. So, you can take those cloves and try them and put them into the ground. I'd almost try and start it. It's better to start in the ground so you don't have to take it from inside to out. But you could try to take a couple of them, put them in some pots to get them started indoors just to see how well they work. Keep them in a sunny window, and then from there, once the weather starts to warm up a little bit, you can put them out in the ground. I wouldn't plant the, if I was going to put them right in the ground, I'd wait maybe a couple more weeks. Let's get some of the the huge temperature changes that happen overnight during, you know, from morning to night. So they're not as big temperature fluctuations. They're less of that before I would put anything in the ground. But you can definitely try it.
Okay, I will try it. And my second, thank you. My second question is, if Roundup is so bad and people are suing them and getting lots of money in lawsuits, why are they still selling it? You would think that somebody would, a light bulb would go off and say, hey, we shouldn't even be selling this stuff anymore. And why are people still buying it?
Well, you know, it's an interesting conversation, and everybody has a different opinion on the Roundup of it. There are so many different things that have been said about it. You know, they say everything that it's done in the past of, you know, a lot of the lawsuits that are coming out are from people who have used it for years upon years and what's going on. So, you know, we're taking care of some of the things that have happened in the past, but not everything has been completely proven yet, unfortunately. You and I can sit here and know based on looking at it and saying, yeah, this is what's going on. But big government types are going to look at it and say, well, I don't have all the proof. You know, I don't have everything that says this and this. So it's based on some bigger things than when it comes to us. I mean, obviously, it would be great to get rid of a lot of these chemicals that have done damage. I mean, look at what happened with DDT the 50s, 60s. You know, that, you know, it took too many people to get hurt for it to happen. And so, unfortunately, it's more up to the government. The governments allow us to sell products. They allow companies out there to sell them. And until they're completely proven not. I'm not a huge fan of the Roundup product, but I do see sometimes there is a use for it if it's done correctly. That's one of the things that, you know, if it was done correctly and used not to be modified, used in certain areas, it might have been not as dangerous. What's happening is they modify it so you can spray onto plants, and certain plants are not going to die from it, but the weeds around it are going to die. So it makes them prone to it, and it makes it stick in there. Whereas if it was done, you know, correctly from the beginning, where it wasn't done to do that, where it was a killer, it wasn't sprayed in the wind, it wasn't sprayed, you know, randomly or overdosed, you know, too much of it, maybe there would be a different outcome. We tend to get a product and it does so well for something, and we just use it, and we tend to overuse it versus using it when it's needed or what else we can do. And so, you know, I wish I could say it would be gone, but unfortunately there's a lot of higher corporations and whatnot that take care of those on the other side. We unfortunately are affected by it more than they are.
Now, would you personally get in trouble if you personally on the airwaves said, hey, I don't like Roundup and I'm advising you not to use that? Or is that something that people shouldn't do? Does that make you liable for something or what?
To be honest, I don't know those things, so I kind of tend to stick away from all of that. Right. If somebody wants to use it, that's their own decision at the end of the day. I will give ideas for other products that you can use, but it's not, it's not something that I use personally. I would give options.
I understand.
You know, there are some great options like we talked about earlier today, you know, with that Weed Beater FE, which is an organic product that can be sprayed in the lawn. There's also Burnout. You know, chelated iron is in that Weed Beater. Weed Beater FE. So there are some products out there for alternatives. So that's what I kind of look to talk about.
Right. Well, thank you very much, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye. You too, Jeff. Thank you so much. Bye bye. Here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equally. Hespoma Organic Potting Mix gives roots the ideal balance in air and moisture. It contains a special blend of beneficial mycorrhizae to help grow stronger roots, bigger plants, and more bountiful blooms. Try Espoma Organic Potting Mix indoors and out for all potted flowers and fruits, flowers and vegetables, and you'll see why it's the best. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic potting mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1932. All right, we're going to go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Thomas in Martha's Vineyard.
Thomas, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes. There's some roses that I'd like to grow long and trailing, you know, up the trellis if they can, but it seems to be against it if you prune them. I guess you prune roses to stimulate growth and maybe keep them back. So I'm just wondering, maybe it depends on the variety of rose or where it's planted that you prune it and climate. But at any rate, I'd like these roses to grow and to, have long vines.
Yep.
But then pruning it seems to be counter to that. So I'm not sure what people do to get them to grow.
So what you can do is there, you know, you can prune them. There's the early spring, depending upon which variety you have, after its flowers, to get cut it back a bit so it can regrow. You don't want to cut it drastically. You don't want to cut, you know, feet off of the vine. You kind of want to let it go for a few years, let it start to establish. Usually, in most plants, it's going to take 2 to 3 years for it to establish in the ground and before it becomes the type where it's going to push its growth out, you know, heavily. So pruning's going to happen a few years into it. But again, it's going to be after it flowers on some of these, so you get a little bit of that cutback. You're not going huge cutback. So inevitably, you're just looking at like a third of a cut, a third of a branch, cutting it back of what it is. Some of those long shoots, you kind of want to leave and only cut a bit. Maybe cut some of the branches that are coming off of the shoots to make it wider that way. But I know what you're saying. It's counterintuitive to prune a climbing rose because you're just looking for it to get bigger. You can cut it, but you just want to take a look at, you know, some of that main stem. Maybe cut just some of the shoots that are coming off of those. Don't cut the big, you know, the heavier stalks.
Okay. And after it blossoms?
Usually after it blossoms, a lot of times if it was a regular rose, you could be cutting back the roses about like August 15th. My father always used to say, you cut the roses back when the Red Sox came to Boston to play for real. There's no spring training. Spring training's over, that type of thing. So that would be the time for most roses where you can cut them back. For the climbing, you can cut them back, you know, after they flower or, you know, early in the spring, but just realize that you might not get as many flowers.
Okay. So did you say you wait 3 years, let it grow for 3 years without pruning it?
I like to see, you know, 2 to 3 years because so a plant is when it gets into a place, when it's transplanted from like a garden center into the ground, that first season it's starting to figure out some of its root system. You'll get a little bit of growth from it because that's what's going to happen. You're going to have like, you know, maybe a couple inches of growth. That second year, it's been in overwintered, so maybe there's some dieback, but it's getting going, but it's had a good full year to go there. That third season, it's really usually really established, and that's when you're going to see the most growth come out of it. So that's what you're going to see going forward. So that's, you know, that's why I say, you know, the first couple of years, don't do much because your plant's not going to do much anyways. It's getting established so it can be stronger long term versus right away.
Okay. And then with a vigorous growth, you just sort of, you're careful with it. You cut off the side, maybe and some of the shorter ones you're cutting it back carefully.
Yeah, and you always want to get rid of any of the dead wood that you see. Get rid of that because that just takes away from the plant itself. So, a few things here and there, and that would be the best way to do it.
And maybe one third of the length.
Yeah, you know, don't go too drastic on the length. Maybe by a third total, but that would be my thought.
Okay, so you're keeping it back a little bit, but in the end, they're getting longer and longer.
Yes.
Got it.
All right. All right, Thomas, thank you so much for the phone call.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Did crabgrass and other grassy weeds take over your lawn last year? Prevent crabgrass and other grassy weeds from ruining your lawn by applying Bonide's DuraTurf Crabgrass Preventer today. Just apply Bonide's Crabgrass Preventer, available with or without fertilizer, and that will stop the crabgrass and grassy weeds from growing in your lawn for up to 5 months. If you want your lawn dark green and healthy looking all season long, you need to use Bonide's DuraTurf 4-phase lawn program throughout the year. Our 4-phase program rids your lawn of over 200 broadleaf and grassy weeds, including crabgrass, nutsedge, and dandelions. This program will also take care of surface insects such as fleas and ticks while slowly feeding your lawn throughout the year. Bonide offers up to $35 gift certificate to the store where the Bonide 4-phase lawn program was purchased. You can also buy the 4-phase individually as you need them throughout the year. Bonide products are family made in America. Find Bonide DuraTurf lawn programs at these fine stores. You can get them at Omishon Hardware at a location near you in New York, Granby Feed and Grain in Granby, Mass., and Scott's Orchard and Nursery in Glastonbury, Connecticut. All right, we're going to go to a break here, guys. We'll be back with the final part of the show, so stay tuned. We'll finish it up strong.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub. It's a product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right into lines. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Sandy's in Chatham.
Sandy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I just had a quick question about morning glories.
Okay.
I planted a couple of morning glory plants that I got at a garden center around my mailbox post last summer. And it grew fabulously, got really, really tall. It was like 5 feet tall. But I didn't get a single blossom on it. Hmm. And I just, you know, I didn't fertilize it at all because the year before I had done the same thing and I only got a few blossoms. And somebody said, you know, if you fertilize it, you're going to get a lot of leaves, but you're not going to get any flowers. So I didn't fertilize it at all, but not a single flower. And so I was just wondering what I was doing.
Is it near the lawn?
Not near it. There's a cutout patch of just soil around the mailbox post.
Okay.
And then, you know, the grass is probably, you know, 4 or 5 inches away.
Okay. Now, do you fertilize that? Do you fertilize the lawn every year?
Yes, the lawn does get fertilized.
So that fertilizer will go through the soil, and the morning glory roots will push that way. So a lot of times what happens is morning glories don't like heavy feed. When they're overfed, sometimes they will just go to leaves. And so the fertilizer that's going into the lawn, the surrounding plants do pull at that nutrients. So okay. If you could, you know, maybe take a look at when the spreader goes through. If the spreader is, you know, spraying some of that fertilizer into the garden beds, which sometimes could happen, that's right. You're getting fertilized that way, even though you're okay. Not fertilizing the specific plant.
Of course.
Sure. So it's getting heavy nitrogen usually in the first step, the heavy nitrogen at like 22%. Then the next step is usually another 20%. So it's getting a ton of nitrogen, causing great green leaves. So do you guys put the fertilizer down yourself?
No, actually, I don't do it myself. I have somebody do it.
So if you could just ask them, talk to them, and just see what they can do to either keep the fertilizer from going into the garden beds that way, or, you know, before they come in, maybe if you have, you know, not everybody has plywood just sitting around, but a piece of, you know, cardboard or plywood or something in the area where you don't want that fertilizer to hit. You kind of put it in that area to cover that area so that when it, you know, spreads out from the spreader, it's not pushing, it's not getting into the garden beds.
Oh, that makes sense. Totally. Okay, I will try and do that. And hopefully, I mean, as I said, it grew huge. It was big and bushy and tall and beautiful, but, you know, just green leaves. So
yeah, well, it's getting tons of nitrogen, so that's what could be pushing it that way.
Right.
Alrighty.
Great. Well, thanks so much for your help. I appreciate it.
All right, Sandy. Good luck.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We're going to go. Do we have another call on the line, Nathan?
Yes, we do. Carol's in Cape Cod calling about Connecticut.
All right, Carol, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
I have a perennial garden. And the plants are individual. They don't just run amok. And so there's a lot of mulch around them. But what I have is a grass that's growing, and it grows about 18 inches tall. It's not a wild onion. I know what that looks like, but it's similar to that. And the root system just goes for yards. I have used Roundup in the past, but I was wondering if you could suggest something to just spot kill that grass.
Well, so you could start with doing like a pre-treatment with like a product like Preen. That's a pre-emergent.
Okay.
That's a pre-emergent. So that will help stop some of the weeds. There is a grassy weed killer called Grass Beater from Bonide. You can spray over the top of hardier plants like junipers, etc. If you go into a perennial garden, you really don't want to use that because it kills fleshy young stems and leaves. So the pre-emergent is probably going to be your best bet to do it. And from there,
that's green. Okay.
Yeah, and from there, using spot treatment, you could use the burnout product, but that's going to kill everything around. Maybe get something to go around the weed itself, you know, like some sort of cardboard away from that keeps the spray, if it goes into the wind or anything, away from your plants that are there, and you could use the burnout that way. Just an option, but the easiest is to do a pre-emergent and then handpick from there.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much.
All right, Carol, thank you so much. Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, guys, that'll wrap it up for today. We'll be back next week from 6 to 10 with some more information. But thank you as always. And as always, I will say, go out there, plant something, be good to each other. We'll see you next week.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.